The purpose of the meeting was to directly discuss with the Irish government a range of updated regional priorities for the region. Now, some of the priorities were to replenish the Northwest Regional Development Fund, and that was the 5 million fund that we had got a few years back, 2.5 million each side of the border, north and south. So the Taoiseach has promised to replenish that, to do that. So that was very good news. And there was a range of other needs to release the full economic potential of the Northwest as a cross-border functional economic area. So members attending the meeting kind of re-emphasised to the Taoiseach the key priorities for the region and the important role the Irish government has to play in supporting the efforts to improve things like road, rail, sea connectivity of the region and in supporting sustainable green growth. And of course, there was the need to enhance the universities, the third level education provisions, and improve job and skill opportunities. And particularly now with the milestone of the Memorandum of Understanding amongst the four third level education sectors, the LYIT in Letterkenny, the University of Ulster, the Northwest Regional College and Donegal EGB, and then of course the new medical school in McGee as well. So that was all discussed at length, as well as an increased investment in tourism and innovation. They were all emphasised too. So a coordinated approach to improve the physical, mental health and well-being of those living in the region was another key component of sustainable economy. So the Taoiseach spoke of innovation and next generation technology parks, and I suppose that's digital hubs and all of that, and that all ties in with remote learning, remote working. So it was very driven with the Shared Island, and that's the 500 million fund over the next 5 years. And it was very complimentary of our messaging around COVID with both councils and the close collaboration between the two, particularly the two mayors of Donegal and Derry. Tourism was mentioned, and he said that he wanted a mapped and joined up approach, particularly around the Wild Atlantic Way. And then he mentioned land use alternatives to suit farming and renewable energy. He mentioned the A5 and the N2 and the 10Ts. And the A5 got a good lot of discussion, so hopefully that will move on. So, and he mentioned to work with the spirit of delivery with themselves and both councils. And really, it was a very positive meeting. It really was a very positive meeting. So now we'll have to make sure that what was promised is realised. And it was a good meeting, yeah.
And indeed, Micheál Martin, support, as you said, of the councils collaborating. It's vital that the councils do collaborate, and no doubt they will continue for the Northwest region, particularly now with Brexit here.
Oh, absolutely. And the two councils have collaborated for decades now, but more closely in recent times with COVID and with Brexit. Yeah, but it's really important that they do. And there's a great relationship there between the two. And that's what it has to be. If we're going to build in this North West City region and develop it to its potential, we have to be working together. Now, obviously, we'll have our own wants and needs as well on either side of the border. But what Northern Ireland gets will improve us. And what we get will improve Northern Ireland. And that's the way to go. I mean, we go in over the border, maybe not now with COVID, but we go on over the border all the time. We go on to work, we go on to hospital, we go on to shop, we go on to school, you know. So we really need this city region developed to its full potential for the good of everybody.